So we will call the meeting to order. Do we have any general public comment? Nobody on Zoom, I take it? Janet?
Just Janet.
Okay. Next thing we have is I Bailey invoices.
Oh, approval of the April.
Oh, I'm sorry, I jumped out of, sorry, I jumped out of, that line there, approval of April meeting minutes.
I move for the approval of the April meeting minutes as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, Dustin, staff report.
So for the last few months, it's been quiet. We posted our January meeting minutes. We posted the July meeting agenda. We live streamed our April 20th meeting, and we shared photos from the East Orchard Mesa Fire Protection District, their new brush truck that they got with their grant. We didn't have any media to report on over the last few months. Grants requesting payment, it was the East Orchard Mesa Fire Protection District brush truck. They actually came in $2,000 under budget with their new purchase, and it was a $48,000 truck they got from Liberty, North Liberty, Iowa. And here it is. And it broke down on the way home. And then they fixed it, and now it's fine.
It was new?
No, it was new to them. It was used. But they said it was actually a better, it was a better deal. I think the year was a year newer than they were originally told it was, so it actually turned out to be a better deal. There was just, it was a belt issue that broke on the way as they drove it back is what it was, so they had a new belt. The invoices for April, May, and June, you'll see there's blue. These were the ones that have been paid, and the top three that are in black are the ones that are for this month. So we had a Dufford Waldeck invoice for $390, an I Bailey invoice for services through March for $729.42, Dusty Reimer invoice for April for $2,691.47, Dusty Reimer invoice for May for $2,691.47, an I Bailey invoice for $1,188.20 for services through June, Sornan, Donnelly, and Patterson invoice for the audit for $3,500, and a Dusty Reimer invoice for services and supplies for June for $2,691.47. The 2020 Spring Mini Grant for the City of Fruta 16 Road is asking for a 1 month extension for their project. They wrote and they said, I'm requesting an extension to the project. We knew this project was going to have an uphill battle with meeting deadlines working with Union Pacific Railroad. We recently received the design for the railroad crossing elements from UPRR along with updated estimates. The estimate is quite a bit higher than the original estimate, but the City of Fruta feels strong about completing the project as it will be safer and more comfortable crossing of the UPRR track than the current. We are told that UPRR can get it out to do their work in around 6 months, and then after they complete the work, the city could have a contractor complete the signage, the road work, the pavement markings for the new crossing. They're asking for the deadline to be extended until May 2023.
Can we take that in with the approval of the staff report? We probably need to act on that separately, don't we?
I would think so.
Yes.
So let's pull that out of the staff report and we'll act on it separately after the staff report.
Gotcha. And the only thing that we have upcoming is our audit is due to the state by the end of this month. Our fall grant cycle opens August 1st. We have $350,000 to award out. And that our next board meeting with grant presentations is going to be September 14th, 2022. And we'll continue on with monthly board meetings for the rest of the year until December. That is the staff report.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve the staff report minus the Fruta Railroad Crossing extension?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
My recommendation is that rather than just doing another 30 day again next month or next time for them, that we do 3 months. That way, if they run into a bind, we don't have to have a special meeting.
A year and 3 months, so 15 months extension?
They just want to extend it 1 month, right?
No, they wanted a year.
Oh, a year?
They wanted
I'm
a
sorry.
1 year
I
extension.
Thought they were asking for a. Where did I get a month? I'm sorry. No.
Did we miss something here? I'm just thinking about the letter, and we just received the design. Didn't we have that when we approved that project? I mean, what didn't we have that gets us where we are here?
It's the estimates. They had like the layout and the design of it. They just knew working with Union Pacific was going to take a long time to get everything approved. So the design process with the approval with Union Pacific, they said that was the problem that was taking a lot longer. And then came in the factored cost for everything being higher. So they were going to have to come up with extra money to complete it too. So that was what it was. And in the original grant, because mini grants we traditionally only do a year, and this is from 2020, they had specifically asked for 2 years because they knew it was going to take a long time to work with the railroad. That's what it was.
Union Pacific has a reputation of not even looking at something for a year.
So we didn't, looking back on it, there's nothing we could have done better.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
And they gave us a heads up saying, hey, we're working with the railroad as much as we can.
Janet, do you have any comments on the extension for City of Fritta?
No, I'm fine with it.
Okay. I have no. Hopefully.
Did you guys hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
We did.
Yeah.
I have no problems with it. I just
okay,
want to make
right.
sure that we gave them plenty of time. Do we have a motion to extend the.
But you have to vote to approve the staff report first.
Oh,
you had a second.
Did we not do that? We need a second for
we
the
need
staff.
To get a second. You just need to, you had a second. You had a motion and a second.
I'm sorry, I didn't take the vote?
Yep.
All those in favor of approving the staff report, please say aye.
I'm not so sure now.
Aye.
Thought it was so good.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, now I apologize. We'll go back to what we were talking about. The City of Fritta extension for the railroad crossing. Do I hear a motion to approve that extension?
I move for the approval of the request to grant a 1 year extension to the City of Fritta for the 16 Road Railroad Crossing Improvement Project.
Thank you, Craig. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Let's see where I got that idea. Okay. And I hope that gives them plenty of time on that. All right, next, we have our audit. Thank you.
All right. So the first thing I was gonna go over was the governance letter here. And this letter is just our letter to the board saying if we had any difficulties, if we had any uncorrected misstatements, or if we had any disagreements, then this is where we would relay that to you. We didn't have any of that, so this letter is just kind of our boilerplate stuff, goes over definitions on there, but that's the main reasons we have this. If there's anything that had come up, this is where it'd be displayed. All right, so then the audit report itself, and you can go up to the top there, Dusty.
What page? Six, five. Oh, here, this one.
Right, one more. All right, so this is our audit report. Nothing's changed much. The formatting that they have us do change, so I switched some stuff around. The opinion section is now on top, which is where we state that the financial statements present fairly in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. And then it goes into some definitions. It gives the basis for our opinion, which states that we're doing it in accordance with auditing standards generally accepted in the United States of America, and then goes into responsibilities of management, and it goes into our responsibilities as auditors. So I won't read through that, but that's going through what the audit report says, and then it goes through some of the different things that we have to do to be in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards. So that's the next page there. So that's the audit report, high-level overview of that, and I thought I would just skip over the MD&A, which is going to be what we're going to go through in the individual financial statements. So the MD&A is going to be the highlights of the financials, and it's going to give the definitions of, you know, what each financial statement is, what you're going to find on it, and what kind of information is generally included in those. So that's page 3, 4, and 5 of the audit report. And then we move into the government-wide financial statement. So the first one is the statement of net position, which is page 6 here. And this is going to show all the assets and the net position. The total assets is $3,484,462. And then that is broken into non-expendable permanent fund, the expendable permanent fund, and unrestricted. So that's going to be the split between all of those. Any questions on the statement of net position you want to go over? Okay, moving on to the statement of activities. And I'm down on page 7 here, Dusty. 7 of the actual numbering on the, not the PDF.
This one? Oh, sorry. Number 7. Gotcha. There we go.
So the statement of activities, this is going to show the government-wide expenses and then the revenues. So you can, as you can see here, the general revenues is going to be mainly from the federal mineral lease distribution, which for 2021 was $493,000. And then investment gain or loss, which was $201,000 for the year. Total change in net position, $542,000, which leaves an ending net position of $3,484,000, which is all in the cash and investment accounts. The next page is the governmental funds, and you can see it's split into the general fund and the permanent fund, which we split apart last year. The permanent fund is going to be the investment accounts, and that's split into the non-expendable and the expendable portions. And then there's the committed funds of the general fund, which is the funds that have been granted but not yet payable, which is $550,000 at the end of 2021. The next page is the statement of revenues and expenditures and changes in fund balance, and it has the budgetary comparisons there. So as you can see, it was, for the 2021, it was a favorable budget of $423,000. The main being the investment gain was over budget, and the grants was below budget that was paid out. Now we move into the notes of the financial statements, which is going to describe in more detail the different accounts of the balance sheet and P&L there. Note A is summary of significant accounting policies, which we'll go through, you know, give definitions of what the financial statements are again, kind of like in the MD&A, and we'll go through on how different things are presented and how those came about. The definition for the fund balances is on page 11, so this is going to be where the definitions of that non-expendable, committed, and all of that stuff is, which is what I pointed out on the government-wide there. Note B is budget compliance, saying the different compliance that you have to be in, and then note C is the big note talking about the cash and investments, and that's going to give a breakdown of credit risks. Give some breakdowns there, talk about the foreign currency risk, and then it talks about the fair value hierarchy of GAAP and how that's split out. So that's on the last page, page 13 there, and goes through the different items. And, you know, high level, that's the financial statements in a nutshell. I didn't want to go through and read the stuff in depth, but if you have any questions or anything, just let me know.
No, that's good. Well, do you have any?
No, sir. It's good. Thank you.
Very good. Janet, do you have any questions for Will?
No, I don't, but thanks for asking.
Okay.
So then the final steps for me is just put that rep letter on letterhead and get that signed back to me, and then I'll send over the finalized to you.
He's got it.
Perfect. I'll get those to you today.
find that now.
I'm sorry.
Seemed like once before I left it lately.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I really appreciate all your work on this.
Thank you.
Hopefully this one was not a hard one for you.
No, this year was pretty simple. And
pretty
Dusty,
easy.
Thank you. You're always awesome.
Yeah.
Getting everything over to us.
Guys have it down to the system now.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
The first year is always the hardest, and then after that, it's...
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what people are going to ask for.
I just feel bad because you get 700 emails from me a month.
It's better to get that in one day than, you know...
Yeah, I try to do that. That way, they're just all there.
We need to take action on this to approve it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Your motion to approve the audit?
I move to approve the audit as presented.
Okay. A second on that?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Now it's official. Should have waited until I signed it, right? Let me run back to the agenda here. I've got many things running on my computer. Keep up with them all. Dusty, I closed down my agenda. What's
Oh, yeah, so we're on financials.
Okay.
Okay. So I included the end of April's, the end of May's, and the end of June's.
Okay.
I can go through all of them, or I could just go through the end of June's for
June.
Brevity's sake.
I think we can just go straight to June.
Okay, I figured we could too. So the total fund balance for the account is $924,817.51. The permanent fund showed a balance as the end of June 30th, it's not current, was $2,438.43. That's a weird number. Sorry. For our total assets being $2,929,255.94. Our grants payable are $352,000, but $2,000 of that is just left over from the brush truck that we had in there. For our profit and loss, we had contract services for $2,666. Dues and memberships for $25.47. We had unrealized gain and loss in the permanent fund of negative $123,688.66, with dividend income of $9,388.74, for a net loss. How do you say that? It's a net loss?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
$116,991.33. Sorry, I'm just not used to seeing that. Let's see. So our outstanding grants are the Town of Colburn for $300,000 and the City of Fruta for $50,000. And again, Orchard Mesa Fire Protection District, their grant was paid out, but there's $2,000 left over from that payout. And our budget to actual.
So we'll make an adjustment on that, right? We're not going to carry that over.
It shouldn't be carried over.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where we move it to. If it just gets moved into general, or we move it into... I'll have to ask Christine. I forgot where that goes. And we look great on budget to actual. We are under budget. We budgeted $3,800 for auditing expenses, and I'm not sure if we have another invoice coming from you guys or not, but
that was it.
So our audit expense is $3,500, so that'll be under budget as well, along
Good.
With the insurance.
Okay. Do we have any questions on the financials?
No, sir, I don't.
I might make a note to get back with us on how Christine wants to adjust that.
Okay.
Just so we know, or make a note to cover when we have our, when we review our next financial.
Okay.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve the financials?
Your turn, Janet.
All right, so move.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Review of our, that was a good lead-in for our review of our investment accounts.
Yeah. Just didn't come to this meeting. Calling sick. No, it's just been a rough year. Obviously, everybody knows that with the stock market. There's really good news, actually, for Federal Mental East District, though. First is, I printed this chart to hand out to you guys, but this is just shows the kind of the year-to-date of the portfolio compared to the, your like a target benchmark.
Thank you.
And even though the portfolio is down about 13% year-to-date, that's outperforming class blended benchmark. So it's, I'm happy with that. I know nobody loves to hear that, that, hey, good news, you've outperformed, but you're still down. But the other good news is that oil is what's high right now. So given kind of the nature of the Federal Mental East District, I would think this committee, this group would be excited. Like, hey, we might be getting some dollars coming in while stocks are down to invest in a permanent fund. And that's a good scenario. Because really, volatile markets just create opportunities. It's long-term money, and I feel like we've done a good job of kind of mitigating the downturn in stocks and bonds while staying invested, which is still being responsible. So part of the reason for the outperformance, I'd say, is on the fixed income side, primarily, where we kept duration really short prior to this year. The duration of the portfolio is 2.2 relative to like a benchmark you're looking at is about a 6 duration of bonds. So that's kind of the total bond market. Looking forward, I think we'll look to extend duration now, maybe it's towards the end of this year, but we're not rushing to do that. It's kind of like catching a falling knife. I think we'll let interest rates just settle, and we don't know when that'll be. The Fed meets next week. There was rumors a week ago of 100 basis point increase, basically because the PCE is a measure of inflation, they look at was 9.1% compared to an expected 8, so that's really high. That thought that people, some Fed board members thought, started saying, hey, maybe we need to do 100 basis points, but they've backed off of that, and that's why you've seen the markets kind of rebound in the last couple days. And so, you know, you're looking at probably, I think most people think a 75 basis point increase at this next meeting. But they've said they're going to do more and more this year. That's why we're like, let's wait till the end of the year. But already you've seen Europe back off their pace of interest rate increases, which I actually think is smart because I think inflation will run its course over the next 2 years. And then we're still in the same economy, kind of global macro trends that we were before, which is low population growth, low unemployment. And so I think we'll see interest rates level off, not much higher than where they are right now, probably. The 10-year treasury, I mean, if you look at the yield curve, that's what tells the story to me on inflation, why I feel confident that it will only be another couple of years, because the 2-year is now in the 3.2 range, or 10-year still is just struggling to get north of 3, which implies people just don't think, and bond investors don't think inflation's gonna last for that much longer. The term was transitory a year ago on inflation. Like, oh, it'll be transitory. And I think people thought that meant 1 month or 2 months, but that probably means 2 to 3 years of above average inflation. And it's, like Milton Friedman says, it's always a monetary phenomenon. They printed all this cash. It's going to take a while to digest it. So basically in the portfolio, I think we kind of stay smart with the rebalances. We look to extend duration, but not probably at least till the end of this year. Start taking advantage of some of those higher interest rates now, and then kind of just stay the course, do the responsible things. I don't have any other significant notes, I don't think, to mention, but I'm happy to answer questions on portfolio.
Well, seen 7,500 point interest increases since the 80s, haven't
we? 94.
94.
It was the last 75.
Yeah. In.
Yeah. Well, look at a graph of the M1 or M2 money supply in the last like 20 years, and it's kind of a steady trend of increase with this massive 30% spike in the last 2 years. And that's what's just going to take time to digest. So everybody, it's basically moving forward, all the growth. But I think stocks, in terms of their multiples, their valuations, are pretty reasonable to me. Tech is taking a bath this year. So the NASDAQ is down way more than the 17% you're seeing here. But it was, a lot of that, I think, was overvalued to begin with. So if I'm going to kind of give my estimates, I think probably 8 to 10% of this decline this year was just things were overvalued last year. The other 8 to 10% of that would be pricing in economic slowdown for the next year or so, based on just people bought everything they need, they had all the money, and now prices are really high, and it's going to take a lot of time to digest that. And so, seeing things get way worse, I don't, unless there's some new news, like a geopolitical event, or maybe some massive Fed move that I think the Fed could overreact to this, that would slow things down too much. But where the values are right now, I don't feel bad about it at all. If I have cash, I put it in right now, because I'm like, wow, things are basically 20% off what they were. So.
I've been involved with several other funds, and they've all been in that. This is one of the better, this one's been one of the better performers. They've all been in that. Most of them have been in that 15%.
Well, that's the bonds is where we get it. I mean, our stocks are basically indexing. I mean, we're indexing a global market. We're doing a good job of it. I have this risk-adjusted return graph here that I need to print for everybody, but our portfolio is right on the efficient frontier, so I'm really happy with how it's doing on a risk-adjusted basis. Where we could, kind of get, tactical is on the bond side, where we can adjust those, because we just have that kind of equity mandate, but we could adjust the duration on those. We've kept it short-term for couple of years now, thinking that interest rates would eventually go up. We're seeing it. That's helped. So yeah, sitting here forever wouldn't make sense. At some point, with the higher interest rates, let's invest in higher earning bonds. But you still have the risk of more hikes, and as long as that's there, I'd like to see things settle first before we dive into that. Yeah. It's not quite like trying to time a stock market rebound or anything like that. It's really just, managing risk. And so that was good. And we've also limited the exposure to treasuries and agencies in the portfolio. So where the total bond market, like that chart you have, the orange line, that total bond market's down almost 11% this year to date. That's sixth duration, and it's about 40% treasuries and about 20% agencies. Our portfolio is about 15%. Treasuries and like 2 or 3% agencies, and then the rest is corporates. So basically, we're getting more bang for our buck. Treasuries have been an awful thing to hold this year. Yeah. So,
do you have any
other questions? I don't. Janet, do you have any questions for Matt?
I don't, thank you.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Matt?
My portfolio's up $400,000, $350,000 still since we started it. We're about where we were last March, April, and everything felt really good back then.
Yeah.
So I get clients, this is more on the personal side, but they started with $1 million, they got up to $1.6 million, and now they're back down to $1.4 million, and they're like, I've lost all this money. And you're like, no, it's okay. You're doing good. Like, why are we even investing? We should have never invested. Yes, you should. Oh, you're up still. That's good. So I think everybody should feel good about what they've been doing, and I think it's just part of it. It's a long-term investment goal, so, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. we have any unscheduled business? All right, with that, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'm
so moved.
Please.
She beat you to it.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Janet.
Thanks for joining us. Matt, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for us.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Janet.
Showing up. It's always easy to show up and knocking it out of the park.
I love this because it's getting the riffraff out of the investment industry. Everybody's looked like an all-star the last 3 years,
oh, yeah.
5 years. So now people are calling, we're looking at their portfolios. We were like, we told you this was going to happen. And you need to do is just the little mistakes are becoming magnified now. But we don't have any of those in here. I feel really good.
You're talking about real estate?
No, in portfolio.
Oh.
I still don't
got to
that.
Find out there.
Well, I thought that was interesting. Like, kids that I graduated with that went into the investment side, they've never seen a down market
yeah.
before. I mean, their entire life has been all
yeah.
daisies.
We have a whole generation that's never seen a tough market right now.
Oh, I did.
In real estate and investments and everything, like I said, all the young people you graduated with all seen nothing but a good market in everything.
So you could see like a high expense ratio mutual fund portfolio that didn't really worry about its fixed income management. And it just was like kind of an investment manager just kind of shot it out across 8 mutual funds.
Did well still.